Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
You know, I really wish I could do this all day, every day, 24 hours, because I get so inspired from hearing from our heroes. I mean, we started off the show with the co-founder of Nine Rounds Kickboxing. Guy's got over 500 locations globally. We just had the author of the book Ambition, Seth Buechly, who could be reached at readambition.com. And we just had to the super power person who's making things happen for her clients, Mary Henry with Impetus Solutions, LLC.com. But now, oh my gosh, too good to be good at what you do and do what you love is something right. Well, this hero is an artist. I mean, he's coming to Phoenix Comic Con and will be there showcasing some of his amazing artwork. Tony Parker, going to be reached at phoenixcomiccon.com. Now, Tony, tell us about what you'll be bringing to Phoenix.
Well, I'll be bringing, first off, thank you for having me. I'm having a wonderful time already. There went my ego. But I'm bringing some great quality books that are creator-owned. What that means is it's not a major company behind it. It's something that we believe in as creators, too. So I'm bringing two big books. First one is This Damn Band, which is a wonderful book. It's at 1974. It's like This Is Spinal Tap Meets The Exorcist. It's a horror comedy documentary that I did with Doctor Who writer Paul Cornell. And the other book I'm bringing is a wonderful pulp spy noir set in the 1970s with sexy young Russian spies in Southern California called Mayday. So those are the big things I'm bringing. I'm bringing smiles and hugs for everybody else.
Now, Tony, I got to just go right into a question that I've just been dying to ask. You know, every child just, you know, when they draw, they just dream of being able to do it for a living. How did you make it to where you are to be able to do that?
I fought hard. It's work. I love every minute of it. I love what I do, but it's constant determination. It's always getting out there, working your craft, always learning from the best in the field to take what you can, and you got to love it. But that's really what it comes down to is when other people are watching movies or hanging out or playing video games, I'm drawing. Thanks, I love drawing, so it's not in any way, shape, or form anything bad, but it's work. It's work, but if you love it, it's the easiest thing in the world.
And you've drawn for major comic companies, right? Like, who are some of them?
I've drawn for everybody. I've done work for DC, for Marvel, for Dark Horse, for Image, for Boom, for almost every major company out there. And I've been very lucky to be able to work on some major properties where I've had stuff like Conan the Barbarian. I've had Godzilla. I've had, if you look at Google Image Search, my images are some of the first ones to pop up. For like Superman versus Doomsday, my image, one of my drawings, one of the first ones that shows up there. So it's work, but I again love it, and I've been very lucky to both work for others and do my own stuff as well.
And you could reach Tony Parker live in Arizona, going to Phoenix Comic Con. You could go to phoenixcomiccon.com, and of course, we'll have the link of his information on alliances.com at ELIANCES.com. So, what's something, one of the more favorite drawings or comics that you've done that you're like, yeah, this was just totally cool?
Well, my favorite is my team did the graphic novel adaptation of the classic sci-fi novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Anyone that's seen the movie Blade Runner, Blade Runner is loosely based on that novel. And we did with something probably the first thing in the Western world is where we took a novel and adapted it word for word in graphic novel form. So it was groundbreaking by that, and it was up on the top awards in the industry, and it was just incredibly fun to work on such an amazing story.
And we're talking with Tony Parker. I mean, this guy's drawn for almost all the major comic companies. Tony, I can't even draw stick figures. What's the secret to being able to draw? And how do you learn that, though? How did you actually learn to be able to do it?
Well, I use templates for stick figures myself, so we're equal on that. A lot of it, it's work. It's constantly getting at it. It's wherever you go. If you're an artist, you're always carrying sketchbooks. You're drawing everything around you. You're drawing trees. You're drawing buildings, you're drawing people that are sitting around when you're waiting at the airport. You draw all these things. I was very lucky to find an amazing instructor to kick my butt from hell to breakfast. but he taught me to learn, taught me how to draw correctly, and I was able to take that and work into it. But so much of it is drawing everything around you. So many creators out there that don't make it are the ones, they draw Batman all day. They don't draw anything else. If you want to draw Batman, you have to be able to draw Gotham. Gotham's another character. You have to draw buildings. You have to draw the people. You have to draw calves. You have to draw trees and have them fit a story. So it's all about working and constantly working to improve your craft, realizing that no matter how good you are, there's always so much more that can be learned, so much more that you can improve to get that much better.
Tony, truly amazing. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Being part of the community, go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, because we're talking live with Tony Parker, who could be reached at PhoenixComicCon.com. Now, Tony, you're also the co-creator of both The Damned Band, Dark Horse, mm-hmm. Mayday, which is the image. Mm-hmm. What inspires you in creating this art? And tell us more about these books.
Well, part of it is I love having full control over it, or not me, but the team I work with, like with Paul Cornell, with The Damned Band, with Alex DeCampi, with Mayday. It's something that both of us, we go through, if we have ideas, it's us. We don't have to worry about marketing. We don't have to worry about cross-promotion. We don't have to worry about what the movie is going to be like. It's all about having a definite focus of story and creating that, something that you have a passion about and doing the best you can with it. There's something so much more about it when it, as any business owner out there knows, there's so much more to it when it's your business. There's so much, you have such a greater feel for that.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, again, every child, when they draw, I mean, they would love to be able to do this for a living. And you know, when did you realize, though, hey, you know what, you're an incredible artist and you can actually do this in a career? What turning point was it like, hey, I can actually really make a living being able to do what I enjoy doing so much?
Well, I was towards the end. I actually step back a bit. I actually have a dual major in criminal justice and psychology. And it's about the last year, semester year of that, I realized this is, I wanted to go into art. I was offered both postgraduate work in both fields and realized, nope, this is something I absolutely love to do. I loved what I do so much that in my entire career since 2003, full time, I've had a total of 4.5 minutes combined where I thought to myself, I need to find another job. So in all those years, I mean, that's it. I thought, and that's all kind of, it's combined together, where I've realized this is what I love to do. There's nothing else I would rather be doing for a career. It's my love for a hobby. It's just something I'm passionate about. And you have to have that kind of attitude, that feeling about it, that you have that much passion, that much love for what you do, that puts it into it. And again, it's a lot of drawing. It's an absolute lot of drawing. But again, if you love what you do, it's not a job. You're getting paid for having a hobby that you love.
Now, also, too, you were nominated for an Eisner Award, nominated for Line Art Adapting, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep as a graphic novel. How did that feel?
It was utterly amazing. It's one of the things where you never think we're going to get. For people out there listening don't know what the Eisner is, which it's going to be a lot of you, it's the Oscars for the comics. It is the highest award that you can be awarded in the Western comics world. And for that actual specific award, it was the second one, last one announced, to be awarded. So it's won the major awards as well. And I lost my mind when I found it. I thought some of people were playing jokes on me. I thought it was a big joke. I did my best. I never thought it would happen. But there it was, and it is one of those things that is truly an honor to be nominated, especially to be associated with such a paragon of writing of the 20th century.
So cool.
It was truly an amazing feeling.
Tony, you got the dream job. I got to tell you, you see the world from a different viewpoint. You entertain fans with your art. You inspire others. That's a hero. Thank you to Phoenix Comic Con for nominating you to be on the Alliance's Hero Show. Go now and get your tickets to attend all the great programming options and meet Tony, PhoenixComicCon.com.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliance's heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 105.3 FM.